for the next 5 minutes, it's time to take a break from Christmas shopping for The Latest Health, being sponsored by the Barbados Diabetes Foundation and the Maria Holder Diabetes Center, located in Warren St. Michael, right behind Eunice Gibson Polyclinic, where if you are diabetic or pre-diabetic, the Maria Holder Diabetes Center can not only save your life, but also save you money with access to the best diabetic healthcare services available, including vascular screening, which is what we will focus on today. This is Peter Boyce here, and you know, sometimes you just hear people saying,
"Tasty, do good with me these days, you know. I got bad circulation."
Well, that could be the beginning of a serious condition called PAD. To find out more about PAD, we go to cardiologist and heart specialist with the Diabetes Foundation, Dr. Remy Soyombo.
My name is Dr. Soyombo, and today we're going to be talking about PAD, a peripheral arterial disease. So what is PAD? PAD is usually caused by a buildup of fatty deposits in the walls of the leg arteries. The fatty deposits, medical term being atheroma, are made up of cholesterol and other waste substances. The buildup of these fatty deposits on the walls of the arteries makes the arteries narrow and restrict blood flow and oxygen from going to the legs. This process is called atherosclerosis. PAD by itself is not immediately life-threatening, but the process of atherosclerosis that causes it can lead to serious and potentially fatal problems because it is the same process that occurs in the heart and in the brain and can lead to heart attacks and strokes. So to reiterate and summarize, what this means is that having PAD makes you more likely to have or to develop other forms of cardiovascular diseases such as heart attacks, heart failure, or strokes.
So Dr. Soyombo, how is PAD diagnosed?
PAD is usually diagnosed by physical examination and a test called an ABI, which compares the blood pressure in your arm and your ankle or in your leg and will calculate an index. And this will indicate whether or not you have PAD.
And how is PAD treated?
PAD is largely treated through lifestyle changes and medication. Exercising regularly and not smoking are the main lifestyle changes that can ease the symptoms of PAD and reduce the chances of it getting worse. It's also important, of course, to eat a healthy diet and lose weight if you're overweight or obese, to moderate your consumption of alcohol, and to treat the underlying causes, of course, meaning the high blood pressure, the high cholesterol, as well as the diabetes. And in some cases, medicines may be prescribed. In more severe cases, surgery may be used to improve blood flow to your legs. And with treatment, most people's symptoms remain stable, and some people may actually experience an improvement in their pain. Now, if treatment is unsuccessful, there's a risk of potentially serious complications, such as amputation. So please, talk to your doctors today and schedule an appointment, if needed, at the Maria Holder Diabetes Center for your ABI, if you are at higher risk and meet the indications.
Once you have reached 50, you need to go and get that checked done. It's peripheral artery disease. It's a simple test. It's called an ABI test. What they're looking for is to see the blood flow in your lower extremities. And I can't stress enough the importance of getting this test done. I'm glad to know that the Maria Holder Foundation is offering this. You know, individuals need to go and get that test done.
A brand new service which we can be proud of is now available at the Maria Holder Diabetes Center. Vascular or ABI screening. Who should get a vascular screening? Persons living with diabetes or persons who experience pain or burning sensation in their legs or toes, especially while they are resting. This is normally referred to as bad circulation. Book your vascular or ABI screening test today by calling the Maria Holder Diabetes Center 243-3937 to get more information and make an appointment. If you are diabetic or pre-diabetic and you need diabetic services, but you need to make your dollar stretch, stretch no further than the Maria Holder Diabetes Center for vascular, podiatry and diabetic eye screening services or consultations with diabetes doctors and nurses, call 417-0305 today. The Maria Holder Diabetes Center, located in Warren, St. Michael. They can save your life and save you money. But members get 10% off.